Hey, I'm back on the mic. As of this recording, I have not edited several episodes of this podcast. I'm very bad at it. I promise you I'll catch up. You won't notice by this time, hopefully, but yeah. I need to do things. But I'm on the mic today, speaking into the mic, because I've been feeling this pressure, and then I would have these moments where this pressure would lift, and I'd feel really good, and then I feel the pressure again, this weight, and then the weight would lift, and I'm having that moment right now, and it's like vehemently, there's pressure, and then there's no pressure, pressure, and then there's no pressure, and I think about the things that I want to do, right? And it makes me happy. But what really makes me feel light in my heart and in my body and in my head is the thought of I can keep doing what I want to do. I can continue this. I don't have to worry about having it ending. I can do the things that I want to do and make me happy. I can get excited about something and not worry about the future of myself and my stability in my life. And there's always this constant pressure of, can I keep doing this? And me trying, and the ideas that I like, and the ideas that I come up with, and the ideas that I want to do is, I want to play this game. I want to stream this game for people. I want to put on this broadcast and meet someone new, connect with them, learn about them, and then deepen that connection. And when I think about being able to do that again and again and again and again and again, and not having to worry about it stopping, God, like, it just feels so good, I want to cry. Like, it just feels so good, I want to cry. Like, I get so happy inside. Like, I feel it. Physically, I just get so hyped. I have so much energy, and I'm like, ah, yes. But then the practical, realistic side of me is like, hey, but can we keep doing this as a thing until the point where we don't want to do it anymore? You know, like, I don't want to stop for any other reason than I lose interest. I don't want to have any other thing stop me from doing what I want to do. And when I think about being able to overcome that, it feels so good. And I think that's the pressure and the weight that I've been feeling a lot lately. It's just how can I keep doing this? How do I keep doing this? And it's been a battle in my head and in my heart these past couple days. A vehement battle, like, feeling the pressure of, like, I want to be able, I the things that I need to be able to do this versus doing it because I love it. And I think one of the biggest things for me right now, I value my time so much. And I want to spend as much time taking a step forward in the direction of finding my own happiness and learning about myself. But when the pressures of reality step in, I get scared of giving my time to that reality. And what I mean by that is I don't want to give up my time, which equates to me stepping forward into my happiness to get a sustainable living environment and just trying to make my circumstances better. But that giving up, then I would have to give up my time, which would equate to less time of me moving forward into finding what makes me happy and stuff. I think that's why I get so scared of school and going to school. It's because I'm giving up my time to do this ambiguous thing of learning this subject, not knowing if I'm going to be happy about it at the end. And that terrifies me to no end, to the point of having a panic attack. It terrifies me to the point of having a physical breakdown. Because I really do truly think that I subconsciously value myself as a person so much, despite my outer, my surface vocal words. I don't know what I'm saying. Despite the way I act on the surface level, which is very self-deprecating, I think subconsciously, deep down, I value myself as a person a lot. And if I see myself going in a direction that I'm not certain that I am going to be happy, I physically have like a breakdown. I'm like, no, 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 no. And I think that's also why I have such trouble getting just a job, just to get a job, just to get money. Because in my mind, I don't see any of that as happiness. But I'm always thinking back on the time where I worked for like 3-4 months, 8 hours a day, delivering groceries. Like, it wasn't even a thing to get my PC, because I knew my PC would make me happy. It's something I really, really wanted. And I've always wanted one. And I wanted to stream. I wanted to do videos. Well, I didn't know I wanted to do videos, but I definitely wanted to stream, and I wanted to play video games on the PC, PC games, and I wanted to try mouse and keyboard, and my gaming love, hold on, my love for gaming fueled that desire for that PC, which in turn fueled my desire to get a job. Like, it's just so crazy. When I think about when I got a grocery delivering job, and when I think about getting a job now, the polarizing difference of how easy getting a job was back then and getting a job now is, it is night and day. Like, I remember, like, it was nothing. Like, I signed up, I did this, I did that. It was nothing. It took absolutely no energy, no anxiety, no stress. It was boom, bop, boom, done. Got a job delivering, drove miles to do anything, or just to deliver groceries. Freaking truck fulls. It wasn't truck fulls, but it was a lot. I delivered a lot. 8 hours a day, like it was nothing. There were some moments where, like, you're really going to make me drive 5 miles for one item? You're really going to make me drive 5 miles to deliver you a piece of candy? One piece of candy? Really? You're going to do that to me? But other than that, like, it was so easy. And I'm trying to figure out, why was it so easy for me? Why was it so easy for me to do that job and just to work and to get money? And it was because there was something I was striving for. I wanted to get my PC so I could start streaming. But now that I'm streaming right now, it's like, I want to use up all the time that I have, the opportunity of the freedom that I have right now. I want to use all that time to focus on this. But then again, I know that freedom and that time that I have with the freedom is dwindling, and it's getting less and less, and I don't have as much time left. And that's that pressure of, like, I'm running out of time. Even though I have a lot of time, that's just, I'm trying to get myself to think about how do I make more time for myself to focus on this? Because honestly, it's like, I sit here every day, hours, just trying to figure out all of it. And I'm learning so much about who I am and why I do things and how do I do things. And the emotions that I have when I do them, I'm just learning so much. Like, even now, like, a month ago, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be getting on this mic talking about my thoughts. I would just think them and then boom, they'd be gone. But here I am putting my thoughts into a mic and making a somewhat inconsistent, I need to edit video, audio stuff podcast about it. I can't help but think about the idea of me being able to wake up and just continue striving for my happiness in a way that I can put all of my time in my day towards that happiness. It just, that future feels so good. Just to wake up and be like, okay, today we're just gonna improve who the hell I am. We're gonna work on me today. That's the subject of my life, is myself, and I will be able to do that. And it just scares me. It terrifies me when I think about the day where I have to put me as a person aside to do other things to survive. And it sounds very selfish. It really does. And I am, in a way, a very selfish person. And greedy in that way, too. I want to spend my time on me and nothing else. I need to find a way to twist my perspective so that getting a job it helps me. And I think what I've been working on, or I've been tunneling towards, is I need time. And if I think about it that way, then I can work for time. Because if I work, I get money. If I get money, then I won't have to worry about all these other things, and I can focus on me and this. So I need to get a job to get time to alleviate myself of basic needs and worries. There's just always this, I don't know what it is, but every time I think about doing it and like the action of doing it, I'm always getting this, like, and it's always been there. I know we're changing the subject, going off a tangent, but I guess there's no structure to this podcast at all. There's always been this barrier, emotional barrier, when I think of doing things. And I don't know if it's anxiety. I guess it's anxiety. I'm not sure, but there's always been that tightness in the chest area where I think about, okay, let's do this. And then that feeling hums, and I'm like, ugh. Let's make this feeling go away, and then I don't do the things that I want to do. But I've developed a method of getting through those emotions despite me feeling them, and it's been nice to have a weapon against those desires or those feelings. Been nice. Okay, everything off my chest. I'm getting somewhere. Like, I feel myself growing. I've been so consistent this past week. I've gotten up at 5 a.m. every day. Or I've at least, you know, been staying awake, because I've been spending a lot of my day sleeping and not doing, which is pretty much my motto for this year, is to do. Just do. Keep doing. Just do. Take action. Do. And get through whatever obstacles that prevent you from doing. I'm going to learn a lot, I feel, if I just keep pushing that mentality of just keep doing. Continue to do. I feel that happiness in that future to the point of I want to cry. So every time I think about it, I just think I want to keep doing this so bad, with tears running down my face. Like, that's the image that I have Not because anything other than the sole reason that it makes me happy. My heart is warm. My body's loose. My mind is not everywhere. It's just in the moment. I just want to be free to do the ideas that I come up with. You know? Like, I want to let my mind free. If that makes any sense. Like, I just want to release my mind and let it go in whatever direction, and I can go in those directions. But every time I do it, I stop it. I put a leash on it and be like, no, but we have to think about these things. And it sucks every time. It sucks every time. Because when I release my mind, I let it just get excited about things and think about things that are exciting. I feel like a kid again, dude. I feel like a kid again, where I'm just excited about everything. I'm like, and all the pressure is gone. I can just be excited and happy and just think about the things that make me happy, and I can focus on those things that make me happy. But as I grow older, I have to continue to stop thinking about those things. I hate it. Oh my goodness, I hate it so much. That's why I want to figure this out so bad. I want to figure it out so bad, dude. To connect with people so I can give them value by being who I am. Because I know who I am. I'm selfish with some things, but I'm selfish with the people around me. Like, if you get close to me and you become within my circle, like, I want the world for you. Like, I use this analogy so often when I think about things. If you're in my circle, you're my Pokemon. And I want you at a level 100. I want you with the best moves. I want you one-shotting everything. I want you the best. And I genuinely feel like that. I genuinely feel that way. I want you to be the best. Because I get hyped when I see the people close to me succeed. And just get better at being them. And not worrying about the people around them. And they grow. And they. One of the things that pisses me off the most, that makes me mad, genuinely, I don't usually feel mad, but one of the things that make me really, really mad is when I see someone I care about destroy themselves within themselves when they have a bad mental state and they say things about themselves that just aren't true, and they think things that are completely unrelated to the reality that they're living. It just makes me mad because I want them to be better than that, and I want to be able to do that all the time. To create connections with people and grow myself as a person so I can help other people. I'm going to figure this out. I have to figure this out because this is what makes me happy. I have to figure this out. I got to do it. Whatever it takes, dude. I got to do this, man. Because I really want to be the best me so I can be the best me for you. For the people that I meet. I got to do this, man. I have to figure out a way to be able to continue to do this. And when I think about school, I want to cry because I know it's not in the direction that I want to go in. I know I will lose myself in this feeling of calmness and just stability emotionally. I'll lose it. I have to fight harder. I have to work harder. I have to do more. I gotta learn more. I gotta apply more. I have to do more for this feeling in my heart, for this moment right now that I've been consistently having more and more. Like, I feel like I'm finding my way. After years of feeling lost, I feel like I'm finding my way more clearly every day, every week, every other week. My days have been getting longer, which is good, because holy crap, 2019, 2018, flew the fuck by. Every day was 2 seconds for me. Because I spent my days doing nothing or the same thing and not learning over and over and over again. And I'm counting every hour, every second. In my head, this past week, this past month, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I'm like laying in my bed. I'm like, okay, hey, wind, what are we doing? I'm like, well, we're laying down. Okay, why? Because I want to lay down. I'm like, all right, I don't know if this should be what should we be doing. But then there's moments like this right now where I'm like, okay, I have these emotions. I have these thoughts. Let's get on the mic. Let's talk about them. Let's make a podcast episode. Let's make some content. I don't want to give this up. I really, really don't want to give this up. I know I will regret it if I don't work my goddamn heart. I'm going to cry. Holy crap, I'm getting emotional. I know that I will regret it if I give this up. If I don't try my all. And I know that I am not giving it my all. I know I can do more. I know I can learn more, learn faster, apply more, do better. Because I'm not completely free mentally. I know I have a lot of mental blocks. I know I can do more. I know I can. I gotta work. And I'm gonna work. I gotta work and I'm gonna work. I gotta work and I'm gonna work. Despite how tired I feel or whatever emotional feeling that I have, I'm going to work through it. For you, for me, for us. So I'm going to go work right now. Because it's 4:30 a.m. and I got a stream to do in 30 minutes. Find what makes you happy. The feeling. It's right there inside of you. It's very close. It's so close that it feels like it's far away. Think simple. Think small. What makes you happy? Follow the feeling. And once you find that feeling, and once you find the sea of that feeling, fight for it. Because it feels so good. It'll feel so good, the thought of losing that feeling, even for a second, will terrify you. And that'll motivate you to work. But you have to find it first. I believe in you. Get out there. Be safe. Peace.